Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Debbie Stanton, director of the Washington Public Library, about programs at the library. This is part one of a two-part interview.
February is wrapping up, which was a pretty busy month at the library. Can you tell us how the Candyland event went?
Oh, it was very, very successful. We were so pleased. We had over 200 people there, and mostly families. So it was fun to see, you know, mom, dad, and the kids all come together and play the game. If you haven't seen pictures, you have to go on our Facebook page and look at the pictures, because Janisa went all out, and it was really like you're just the whole second floor of the library just felt like a big game board that you were involved in. So it was very fun, and it seems like people are asking when we're going to do it again. So we're just going to have to keep planning these kinds of things.
It was very neat. And you not only had the board game, but you had the characters there.
Exactly. Yeah, we had a bunch of teen advisory board members that helped out. And so they dressed up like the characters. Janisa dressed up, and she got her husband involved, who just moved to Washington. So he was the king of Candyland. And he was a good sport about it, too. So it was a lot of fun.
And looking into March, what do you have coming up for us?
Yeah, so we'll be pretty busy in March, too. We just plan a lot of programs at this time of year. We're kind of going to start the month with some poetry. We have Dr. Hodge, who is a poet, and he teaches literature and poetry. He's actually going to come to Washington and he's really well known for shaped poetry, which is called Carmina Figurata. It's like, if you remember in school, the poetry that you read it across, but the words themselves are shaped into pictures that usually go with the poem. But he has very, very intricate shaped poetry. So we'll actually have a display of his shaped poetry throughout the month. So starting March 6th, he was going to put it up, and then through March 31st. That'll be in the Helen Wilson Gallery. So since he's going to be in town anyways, we wanted to take advantage of that. So on Saturday, March 5th, he will be doing the Washington Writers Workshop, which is our monthly event, but he'll be the guest speaker and talking about poetry. And then on that Sunday, March 6th, at 1 p.m., he'll be doing a poetry reading that's just totally open to the public. So we're very excited to have him in town, and again, to have his display, you know, the poetry displayed throughout the month also. And that basically leads us into Teen Tech Week, which is the week starting March 6th. And the theme for Teen Tech Week, it's kind of a time to celebrate how involved libraries are with technology in the library. And obviously we know that teens are also involved in technology also. So the theme this year is Create It at Your Library. And Leanne found a really fun thing called, they're like cardstock roller coasters. If you remember ever doing those marble tracks where you put the marble up at the top and it kind of takes a neat path down to the bottom, she found all these really neat patterns online. So she'll be printing off the cardstock, and then the teens will be building these roller coasters is what she's calling it. So they're going to be meeting, this coaster club will be meeting on Mondays, and it's being kicked off for Teen Tech Week. That should be really fun. That'll be 4 p.m. on Mondays starting on March 7th. And we have a lot of our regular programming. Anime Afternoons will continue in March. So that'll be Thursday, March 3rd and Thursday, March 10th at 4 p.m. So there's another teen program. And we have Wee Reads on Tuesdays at 10. And Jolisa has been trying to do a lot more Saturday Wee Reads also. So Saturday, March 5th at 10 a.m., she'll be doing a Wee Read also. That's not something people have to sign up for. So it's a nice opportunity for families. Maybe the parents both work, and so they don't usually get to come to our Tuesday story time. That's for 18-month-olds through 3-year-olds. And if there are older kids, you know, it usually works out fine. They can sit in the back and help the younger kids.
Grandparents sometimes at these events?
Absolutely. Even on Tuesdays, we have a few grandparents that are regulars. But yeah, grandparents, a lot of dads that maybe the moms are, you know, stay-at-home moms. And so then on the Saturdays, the dads are able to come also. So it's a really fun mix to see who's able to show up for that. We will have an early out on Wednesday, March 2nd, and so that'll be the Kids Craft Corner and the Game Club. And then on March 16th, it'll be the Movie Madness. So those always start at 1:30 after the kids get out of school early.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Debbie Stanton, director of the Washington Public Library. This has been part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.